down.
Yes, I can understand. I can understand what it is that I am trying to say. Must first understand a few more dark details about me. Like all life forms, I'm my reality is a sequence of memories. But when you cannot distinguish the difference between the memories of dreams and those that happen in reality, your view of reality becomes distorted. And this is what happened to me at some point in my life. But it was not always like this. Before the Gulf War, I could remember my dreams in a much clearer recollection. But after the war started, I started to dream when I was awake. That is, when I would fall asleep, I would dream that I could not sleep. So I would just lay in bed, staring at the ceiling till I got up. And then get on with my day. And the things that were happening were only in my dreams. And in the morning, I would come back to bed. So when I woke up, I was still in bed. Sometimes I did not know if I was going to bed or getting up. Then I would wonder if I was really in sleep anymore, or if that was all real. If you get to the bottom of this, a military did a sleep study at a VA hospital, and they found that I had sleep misinterpretation. It's very rare, VA tells me. I have little to no REM sleep, so it's due to some thought process in which my dreams are misleading me into thinking I am still awake. So as a result, I cannot tell them that my memories are from my dreams or my reality. My reality is now both my dreams and reality combined. And when I wake up, I have to determine what were dreams and what is real. And it takes a lot of time. But I didn't get it going right out of bed. Because that has sorted out all my dreams from reality before I can start my day. A person who can use their imagination to create a different as such, they can also visualize the work of other witches. You will always signal back to the other witch in a secret code known to you by the witches.
Oh, I see.
Now that is a very basic definition of a witch and the use of witchcraft. For as you can see, the definition of the word has not changed much over time. It's only when we look at words and their meaning that we can make any sense out of his story. So keeping the concepts clear and defined is the first step. I will try to define all terms in the viewpoint of the light side, and the simplest term, the dark side, understand. So the word magic is what confuses most people, since it means to take an imaginary object and make it real. So if one which creates an object, but another which can barely see, meaning that their imagination of the object is the same. This is said to be synchronicity. The more synchronized they are, the more likely the objects will look the same after they create. Where the act of creation is the physical act of making the object, which is where the craftsmanship comes in, hence the word witchcraft. And the time it takes to create an object is in real time, not in the blink of an eye, snap of a finger, or wave of a wand. So it's very important for the few witches to keep the illusion of the object. The actual object created replaces the illusion created by witchcraft. What's that important to find witchcraft in this manner? Since it's not possible to create nor destroy energy. This is called reality, not some fairy tale. As the art of witchcraft moves, the custom of seeing witchcraft too. If you walk into a witch's house and they show you around, they might say to you that you have to imagine that this is here and that is there. And keep all the images of these objects in place until that witch is finished. Then remember they're still. Simply means to remember the room as the witch filled it out. So if the witch says,
here we have a chair. It has four legs made of the sticks of a manzanita, with a solid oak seat and backrest.
Well, that would be the chair space. Much like I define words and tongues, I spell them out so that everyone knows. Casting it means to make a mold out of it and create duplicates of it. With many witches cast metals and crystals, using a wizard's process known as alchemy. If a witch cast too many spells, it would make it hard for people to remember. So a good witch would create such songs to remember their spells. So witches were also song actors, and they would use instruments to fill in the fine details of their spells and set the mood of it. So witchcraft is the art of imagination, coupled with the ability to craft these in a way that most people could visualize them. also sing and play a musical instrument. In fact, a good witch could do anything that they wish to say. This is the art of witchcraft. Witchcraft can be used for good and bad, for light and dark. For example, a witch could conjure up a chair by using a chair stair. This act is good in the place of fear, but all bad if they use it to get you in jail. You do not have to do so, it's not empty. It's an imaginary chair. I will not try to see it in here. This type of witch became known as a warlock. Since they are locked into the warlock activities and elements of witchcraft. As such, a warlock uses witchcraft to do dark deeds. I'm not sure. It's clear that there are many witches and warlocks living. Thank you. their fingers or make a spare. And some object appears in space and time and energy. And all the processes can be explained and tested in science. And this can be called through magic. The other type of magic that no technology machines can make your objects. They can create and destroy energy. It's called fairy magic. We talk about fairy tale. Talk about it here. And here. Took imagination and turned it into something real. This type of magic can only be done by a wizard with a QG, known as the Wizard. The wizard is the wizard in my dream, and I was between you and I. In my dreams, visually and physically, for the last wizard. The light is magic, and the light is the energy of the universe. It's the light and dark, and has a shared glare in between. To be crystal clear, and to move beyond metaphors and into science. But science is a topic most people avoid. And the story of my hand is about keeping things simple. The science we talk about here sounds like metaphors. Nonetheless, it's science in the simplest terms. Light is not photonic energy. I refer to that as photonic light. So L-I-T-E. You can use it everywhere. The words and terms can be confusing very fast. At the speed of light, light is energy at a subatomic level. It's the energy that binds all matter, so all elements are bound by it. It's the glue that binds elements together, and binds every element in. All molecules as well. So the great amounts of this universe are all bound by it. Such that every fiber in the universe is bound by it. And nothing happens out of chaos. And chaos is what the warlocks teach. They call it theory. And they teach with fear. Life at the subatomic level, and you see this that way. And scientists study the cells in our bodies at the cellular level. They discover microscopic engines doing complex work, all working together for a common goal using a blueprint called DNA. And as they look at it closer and closer and get higher on their navigation, they will notice it's a very controlled environment. It's because the light is binding all these microscopic engines and controlling them. As such, the light is capable of controlling atoms at the subatomic level. So the cells in our body are under intelligent control. There's a rock, echoes your head. It's basic, the light is the brightest energy in the universe. Everything in the universe is a set of rules that govern this reality. How things really are. The way we think they are. So it's clear now. and humans share the same reality. Because no matter how anyone views how his universe operates, it does not change how it actually does. Because the universe does not care what you think, nor what you are. And for the same reason, because
Yeah.
Logic is the basis of all reason. But reason is just the motivation for logic. But reason can distort logic by bending or warping its logic, which distorts the being of the motivator. But logic always keeps reason in bounds. This becomes obvious once you start to view the laws of the universe. For the laws are just of logic and weight. Is it when being scared, it has the scales of justice. The logic dictates that the two must balance out to be equal. All things equal must weigh the same. This is what logic means. It must be scientifically testable, whereas justice is blind. It can be dictated and does not have the science to weigh. It proves that reason can distort logic. Once in all, the universe comes to a paradox. That universe doesn't exist in reality. The being in the mirror is highly improbable that not impossible is called insanity. Law is absolute and there is no being around it. Otherwise, the human way to the greatest is really neutral. Then the scale of life is where the universe is not. More energy we can see things their way. As we meet these scientists, we know that they are the universe is also in paradox. For example, Einstein's general theory of relativity and beyond the idea that a paradox is how the universe works. Which of course is the definition of insanity, since a paradox cannot exist in reality. Maybe it's theoretically possible in a fairy tale, but it's not real science. Therefore, time is just a reference, and time travels is a fairy tale.
You think you are the one.
fool would think they are in charge of anything. Oh, you have free will. You also have freedom. Look at any island in the subatomic level. You notice that it has a small shell around it. Every time you try to look inside that shell, that gives you no clue as to what is inside of it. If you continue to pound every atom together, the clue is. It's like burning a high space to see what is inside of it. Sure, you see what is inside of it. Everything that burns is all gone. To mention the house. This is what is inside of it.
Which is you, the dimension.
of the molecule next to it to be the same, since it's a closed system and there is nothing to stop the reaction, since that would be called a nearby. At the very least, it would cause a pulsate of 180 degrees, because it would start up after the reaction is running in mass. The stars do not ever die, nor the planets. It takes a long time to create an environment for life to exist in, and these systems will run their course, and pulse shifts or another is the easiest way of resetting the system. The time between those is called an iteration, whereas the time between pulses is different from every galaxy, every sun, planet, and human system. For example, our sun's pulse shifts every decade. Planet needs to do so to bring balance back to its system. Never has to be the one needed. This is due to happen sometime soon, if needed. I say that because there are always ways to prevent it. Because let's face it, the cold is really not fun. Think of it, the great pyramid is destroyed by the Arab slaves. Designed to help stabilize the Earth's energy. Maybe it's too late to prevent it, but this planet has been through many iterations. Everything in the universe is related to each other. Nothing happens in the universe at random. No chaos here. Once you understand the basic principles of our narrow universe, you will understand that it's the only way it could work. People do not understand that humans have no meaning, only a new beginning. When the engine starts up, it creates three force fields. The first is on the inside of the human sphere. This force field creates a normal space pocket around the inside of the sphere, so that it can create the essence, which is a down-stated reaction. The second is on the outside of the sphere, which provides containment. Forming the core of the engine, its size varies with its purpose. The galaxy has the largest core, the sun's core is the next largest core, and the planets and the moons. The Earth's second force field is around 1,300 miles in diameter, and gets stronger the closer you get to it. As such, 800 miles in diameter is the closest you can get to it. Its third force field is formed around 66 miles from the Earth's outer surface, and here is what appears in the atmosphere of breathable air. We will explore the science of this more in a series called Dry-Air Engine. In this step, we just want to introduce you to the Dry-Air Universe. It's not possible to describe how the universe works in one step, so I'm going to try. This is teaching step by step, and on the Gibbons team labs for the LIGHT, and on the Pony labs for the LIGHTE, is a very good step. But all that is energy, and you, the subatomic level, becomes clear how it behaves, as the elements give off energy and are on the planet energy, and the point of the universe, the line of resonance between certain Yeah. take on shape. And you can see the light in the tunnel. And you know there is some truth in what I say. And I still not willing to know it all. Cause you still believe in the better time. Now it is now somewhat more undefined. Before you heard about my business. And you haunt the days of ancient bliss. And you did not know what was going on. But you had been something was going on. And you did not know what it was. You feel like your science is just wrap your head around these ideas, so you dismiss it, thinking that there is no way that the power that be could have hidden this truth from you. But you realize that I am not going to change the way you was us. I just explained to you where there isn't this kind of way true. So you think it's a trick. This is a scam to get you to believe the way I want you to. But then you remember that I do not care what you believe. So you can get confused. What is this all about? It's the letter A. In basic it means that I'm knowing I'm glad. It's the other letter in that world, so it's in hard. Happens when you close your eyes, open your mind, and try that little voice in your head. All the universe opens up to you, and you are now. All time seems to stop, and everything makes sense. And the tricks here, no magic, and the truth about how the universe actually works. It's just all I said. So all steps you can look back and say, why not just say that in the first place? If I did, you know it's the truth. God is not what I hear. And that is only me. God gives me dreams. stays in our attic, he conveys messages to us. God, he gives the signs, and the Bible tells you down. Why is it so hard to understand or believe? And you see, the blue things are not true or even possible. Yet, you want to deny facts in science, like the internet, God, the Bible, the cell. So yes, God has a cell phone to talk to you with. Since God is everything to sell your life, then why would God need to say anything? Yeah.
Thank you.